Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, March 31st, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Apollo 15 Postal Covers Incident. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, and welcome to another intriguing episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into the fascinating corners of Wikipedia to explore stories that intertwine technology, ethics, and societal changes. I'm your host, Alloy. Today we have an intriguing tale that sits at the crossroads of human creativity, ethics, and the technological feat of space exploration, the Apollo 15 postal covers incident. As many of our listeners may recall, Apollo 15 was the ninth crewed mission in the Apollo program and the fourth to land on the moon. However, what we're discussing today is less about the scientific achievements and more about a curious ethical conundrum that unfolded during the mission. So, gather around as we journey back to 1971 and uncover a story that continues to spark debate. Let's set the stage. Apollo 15 TAR marked a significant milestone in the Apollo program, renowned for being a J mission. This essentially meant extended lunar exploration. Commanded by David Scott, with the help of Lunar Module Pilot James Irwin and Command Module Pilot Alfred Worden, the mission successfully landed in the Hadley-Apennine region of the Moon, an achievement that certainly deserves applause in itself. Right? But there's more to this story, a twist, if you will. Now, here's where things take a turn. On board the Apollo 15 were approximately 400 postal covers. These covers were stamps on envelopes that were postmarked on the day of the launch and on the day the astronauts returned. Initially, the inclusion of these covers may seem like an innocuous gesture, perhaps a charming seal on the mission for collectors to appreciate. However, it stirred a storm. One lodged deep in the ethics of using space missions for personal gain. These covers were carried under what we could call somewhat unofficial circumstances and planned to be sold as commemorative items. The mission was a twofold opportunity, to make history and to make a profit. Therein lies the ethical dilemma. Upon return, it was discovered that some of these covers had been sold by a German dealer by the name of Hermann Seeger. Here's a question for you. Dear listeners, should astronauts, public servants on a mission funded by taxpayer dollars, have the right to sell memorabilia for personal gain? Pause and think. To many, it seemed like a violation of trust and the spirit of exploration. NASA and the public grappled with this issue, raising concerns about the appropriate use of such missions. The astronauts, while being heroes who made significant contributions, found themselves under scrutiny. Allegations of commercializing space voyage missions surfaced. These were envelopes, yes, but were they also possible symbols of corruption or savvy entrepreneurship? Despite initial intentions, the aftermath was fraught with tension. The selling of the covers was seen in poor taste, particularly because the missions were funded by public money and represented national achievements. NASA reacted by revising rules regarding what astronauts could carry on missions. The covers also led to congressional hearings and a major shift in NASA's policy regarding private enterprise and memorabilia from space missions. Listeners, I invite you to consider, if you were in the astronaut's shoes after achieving such historic feats, would you see the sale of these covers as an ethical misstep or just a novel way to share a piece of history and secure a financial future? Does the fact that these space expeditions are funded by public resources change the equation? This incident wasn't just a singular event. It impacted future missions. NASA tightened existing policies about personal items. Their aim was to prevent potential conflicts of interest, which in turn shaped the ethical guidelines that govern space travel to this day. An institutional identity was at stake, integrity and respect for an exploratory spirit against a backdrop of a burgeoning commercial space economy. Do such measures stifle personal expression and entrepreneurship? Or are they necessary safeguards to prevent misuse of public funds? Fascinatingly, this story doesn't end in 1971. The covers had a ripple effect on how space agencies across the globe deal with personal effects carried into space. It also raised broader questions. As commercial flights become reality, how do we negotiate the value of the personal mementos tied to groundbreaking achievements? So what became of the astronauts after this incident, you might ask? Well, officially reprimanded, their careers at NASA essentially hit a glass ceiling. A poignant illustration of how ethical dilemmas have long-reaching implications on personal and professional lives. Today, the incident remains a thought-provoking case study, one that raises fundamental questions about the intersection of public duty and personal gain. As our society witnesses the rise of private space ventures, what ethical frameworks will guide this new frontier? Who will decide what's appropriate in this new commercial realm? As we wrap up this episode, I encourage you to ponder. How will future astronauts balance personal ambitions with ethical responsibilities? What guardrails are necessary to ensure that the spirit of exploration is preserved amidst growing commercialization? Thank you for joining us on this journey through space, ethics, and policy. I hope you found this episode of Wikipedia as captivating as I did. Until next time, keep questioning and exploring the unknown. After all, that's what we're here for, isn't it?
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Apollo 15 Postal Covers Incident. Thanks for listening. See you next time.